Welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode, The Breakfast Solution. Okay, I'm going to level with you. I'm not going to solve breakfast for you. I don't think breakfast is actually a problem and that you need a solution to it. So if you feel a little bit mugged off by my clickbait title, then stop the episode right now and delete it from your device. But if you hear me out, I think you might actually find some value in this. But I needed to get you in the first place, okay? I needed you to have a little nibble, need you to bite and join me on this podcast. Speaking of which, if you haven't subscribed, followed, downloaded, whatever it is, these episodes, previous episodes, and future episodes, then make sure you do that before you jump across to TikTok. Anyway, so the breakfast solution. Breakfast, I think, for most of us, isn't the most important meal of the day. And what I mean by that is for myself, for a lot of the clients I work with, breakfast and lunch tends to be a bit of a grab-and-go scenario, okay? You want something quick. You don't want to spend a ton of time preparing it or having to think about it or having to work out what you're going to have. And that maybe is slightly different to something like dinner or whatever meal you eat in the evening, because more often than not, that's going to be the meal where you're sitting down with friends, family, your significant other, your kids and stuff like that. I was going to say kids. I should specify your kids, probably. Family. This got weird quick, didn't it? Get back on track, Aaron. And in a future episode, I'll talk about that approach that we have, where we focus on, you know, within the program, we build a new the nutritional principles and strategy around giving people a bit more wiggle room when it comes to evening meals so that they can enjoy a bit more, because it's just a bit of a more enjoyable experience. But let's not get off track. Let's definitely get back on track and get back to breakfast. So the breakfast solution is really, really simple. I think for most people, having fewer options is better. Again, when it comes to dinner, if you've got 7 different dinners across the week, fantastic. But when it comes to breakfasts, genuinely, I think fewer options is probably better, because otherwise we waste too much time deciding what we're going to have, working out if it's, you know, higher in calories, working out if it's got enough protein in it. Maybe on the weekends, if you've got time, fantastic. But if you're in a rush in the morning, then having fewer options means you're going to spend less time and energy and willpower making decisions. So my options are really, really simple, and I've got 3. The first option is I don't have breakfast. Now, this isn't the best option for a lot of people, hence why it's 1 of 3 options. But if you are someone who's trying to get in the calorie deficit, you want to lose some weight, and you don't tend to get hungry first thing in the morning or later in the morning, more on that later, then skipping breakfast is perfectly fine. You know, you can talk about intermittent fasting and time restricted eating, but basically you're trying to nudge back the time when you have your first meal, okay? So if you normally have breakfast at 6 or 7 o'clock and you can put it off till 9 or 10, fantastic. If you can skip it completely and just get to lunch, cool, that might work really well for you. Now, if you're trying to build a ton of muscle and strength, that's maybe not the best idea, but it is certainly an option. And it's really easy because you don't have to prepare anything. Option 2 is we have something really light and immediate. And this will usually be a decent protein bar or a couple of high protein yogurts. Again, zero preparation. You can wolf it down in 30 seconds, maybe a minute. Depends what protein bar it is. Some of them take a little bit longer. You might be chewing that for a while. And all this is going to do is give us a quick spike of protein in the morning. So if we're in the process of trying to build muscle, if we are struggling to hit our protein target, if we're wanting to get stronger, then we make sure we tick that box. But it's going to be relatively low in calories. You're talking a couple of hundred calories at most, give or take. So it's not really going to make much of a dent in your day overall. Now, this is probably the one I use most of all, because I might not train till later in the morning. And then by the time I train, I don't want my first meal to be early, you know, midday, early afternoon. Because there's no way I will eat enough protein that day. And it's better to spread out anyway and still hit my goals. So this is a great option. And again, you can get so many good quality, tasty, high protein, low calorie yogurts in most supermarkets now. I've got a fridge full of lemon cheesecake Lidl's protein yogurts, and it's fantastic. I can get 36 grams of protein, a couple hundred calories, and it takes me all of a minute to eat. Now, the third option is for those of you, so you're going through a thought process here. The third option is for those of you who tend to find yourselves getting hungry. Okay. A lot of times, well, let me take a step back. You and I both know that in order to drop some body fat, you know, tighten up your waistline a little bit, you need to eat less and move more. Cool. Fantastic. Thank you, Captain Obvious. That's a really fucking helpful thing to tell me. Obviously, that's what people need to do. But how you go about doing that can make the difference between how much of a slog it is and how easy it is. And how hungry you are at certain times of the day makes this process easier or harder. So if you are someone who come 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you're at work, you're at the office, you're working from home, you start getting hungry, have a think now about what you tend to have for breakfast. Do you have breakfast at all? Okay, cool. If you do, then what does that breakfast consist of? Because if we are having quite a, I say sugary, you know, fast acting carbohydrate sources for breakfast, maybe that's fruit, maybe that's some sorts of cereal, then that's going to digest very quickly. And chances are you're going to be a little bit peckish a little bit sooner. So if you're waking up and having Cocoa Pops, if you're having a couple of bananas, I'm assuming one of the two, not both of those at the same time, but maybe, then a few hours are going to go by and you are going to start to feel hungry again because it's not very filling, it's not very satiating, it's quite fast to digest. And so if you find yourself reaching for the biscuits, for the snacks, for the crisps around 10, 11 in the morning, whether that's in the office or whether that's at home or wherever it is you might be, you start getting hungry, you start getting peckish and ravenous, then having a better option for breakfast is probably going to be a good place to start. And then this brings us to option number three. Oats and some sort of protein. Now, if you're a complete cliche fitness wanker like me, you're going to refer to that as proats, which is oats and protein, or protein and oats, I should say, shortened. Basically, some sort of porridge oats and some sort of protein. The easiest way to do this is just have some protein powder, and you can either mix it in or have it separately. The reason I like this as option three is it just ticks a few really good boxes. First of all, you're going to get that decent protein hit in. Fantastic. Second of all, it's going to be incredibly, I always get this word wrong, satiating. It's going to fill you up for longer, okay? Protein fills you up for longer. I don't know what it is about oats. There's something about oats, but there is nothing that fills you up in this world like porridge oats. I don't know why. There's something in it. But if I have some porridge oats, I don't need to eat for ages, okay? They're slow digesting, got a ton of fiber in. And so again, you can sort of not trick your body, but you can ease off those hunger cues by having something like this. High in fiber as well. And if you chuck in some extra flax or wheat bran, again, you're going to top up that fiber intake, something a lot of us don't do particularly well with on a day-to-day basis. It's quick, it's simple, it's cheap, it's effective, and you can build stuff into that. So if you want to have more carbohydrates, you want a bit more energy, you can slice up a banana, or you can put in some peanut butter. If you've got a bit of a sweet tooth, you can put some chocolate powder in there. I mean, even if you don't have a sweet tooth, you should always put chocolate powder in there, you know, whatever the circumstances. You can chuck some berries in there, you know, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. You can have it as it is. If you need to eat a little bit more, you can pad out with more oats. If you struggle to hit your protein intake, you can go 2 scoops of protein powder instead of one. So you've got this base template, I suppose. It's not a recipe. Chefs create recipes. I throw stuff in bowls and mix it together. But that is going to serve so many purposes. It's gonna do wonders for hitting your protein intake, hitting your fiber intake, some slow digesting carbs to keep you fuller for longer. And then that in turn will help stave off those hunger cues so that you're not feeling ravenous at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Instead, you can comfortably get to lunchtime, your lunch break, and you can have your second meal then. That is why I like that option. Now, there is nothing wrong with having toast or eggs. Or if you want a full English, like, you can have whatever you want for breakfast. I'm just saying that Monday to Friday, I have three options. Each option is pretty cheap. Each option in the right circumstances is very effective, and I don't have to think about it. You know, if it's a slow morning, I don't worry about breakfast. I'll have a black coffee and I'm good to go. If I know I'm training late morning and I'm going to need some energy for it, I'll have those oats and I'll make them the night before. Take me 5 minutes, if that. Fantastic. Stick them in the fridge. Boom, done. if I'm in a rush, if I'm going to be active, but I'm not in a rush, but there's no urgency to have a decent sized meal, I just grab a protein bar, and wherever I am, I'll just have that. Like, keep this simple. When it comes to dinner, I want you to have loads of options. In our household, we have a different dinner every single night, and we plan it the week before, and we buy the ingredients from it, and almost every dinner is cooked from scratch, fresh, because one of us will have the time and the energy and the wherewithal to do that. Fantastic. Like, no one wants to eat the same dinner three or four nights a week, but I don't feel the same way with breakfast. I genuinely think that having fewer options is better. As soon as you know how many calories are roughly in your overnight oats or your morning oats, then adding in a little bit here or there is easy to adjust for. But you know what it is and you know what the ingredients are. The ingredients keep as well. You don't have to keep a load of fresh stuff. And it's just really, really simple and really, really effective. No breakfast, protein bar or protein yogurts, overnight oats. Three options, each in the right circumstance, is the solution to your breakfast problems, if you have any. I'm sure you don't, but genuinely, try to remove options where it's not helping you. Okay, if you work 9 till 5, the last thing you've got a commute to work, and you've got an early start, and you've got family to look after, you've got a morning walk to get in, the last thing you need to be doing is spending half an hour in the kitchen every morning making breakfast. Okay, I don't care how delicious it is. I don't care how delicious it is. You're better off not doing that and spending the time doing anything else. Sit down with your family, your friends, your significant other for dinner. Cook something from scratch. Have a lovely dinner. But breakfast and lunch, keep it simple. Fewer options for most people to start with is probably going to be better. Now, what I will say is, if you want some more tips with nutrition, DM me and I will send you across a few recipe templates and bits and pieces that I put together. If you've got something you would like covered on the podcast, then please do, again, DM me on Instagram and let me know. I'm always, always happy to hear from you and take your suggestions or your feedback or your questions or queries. And like I said, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast, download the episodes so that you don't have to then keep checking in if I've uploaded a new one, okay? Because I'll go through a stage where I'll do 5 in a week and then I won't do one for a week or two because that is how I work when it comes to consistency. Over the course of a month, it evens out. I'm rambling because I like to keep these episodes below 15 minutes and we're below 13 minutes. So I feel like I've got 2 minutes of rambling, but I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to put you through that. I'm going to finish up there. Keep your breakfast simple. No breakfast, protein bar, protein yogurt, oats. Done. Boom. Under 13 minutes.